Today, President-elect Donald Trump meets with more prospective hires, including ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson, as he expands his search for Secretary of State. Later tonight, Trump holds his second thank you rally for supporters in North Carolina. We've heard from many people who are concerned about how the Trump transition is going. Right now, let's bring in Arizona Congressman Matt Salmon, who supports Trump. Congressman, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be on the program.
And what do you make so far of the Trump cabinet picks? Some are looking at them and saying, well, they're very conservative. Others are saying they're too close to Wall Street, some of them. And in the case of Ben Carson, perhaps too inexperienced in the area that he will be in.
I think they're making some pretty amazing picks. And from what I understand, it's the quickest that any administration has moved in putting forth cabinet officials probably in the last 40 years. So, you know, I think I'm very, very impressed with Tom Price as the head of HHS. He's an amazing person. He's one of the most thoughtful people on healthcare that I've ever met in my life. So I think he'd do a great job. Nikki Haley, Secretary to the UN. I think there's some amazing picks. General Mattis for defense. I think it's moving pretty well.
Any of the picks that you don't like?
I haven't found anybody that I don't have respect for. I was hoping he would find a place for Ben Carson. I had the opportunity to meet privately with Ben Carson and his wife, spent about an hour with him several months ago before he got into the presidential race. And I just think he's an amazing individual.
Who would you like him to pick for Secretary of State?
Well, I think there's some really terrific options out there. Different people bring different strengths. I think Mitt Romney is an incredible individual who has vast talents. You know, I think he'd be a very good pick. I'm also very, very favorable to John Bolton. I think he was an amazing secretary to the UN. I think he's kind of a no-holds-barred kind of guy. But I think that any number of the people, John Huntsman, who I've heard of late, people are saying he's not really in the running. But John and I have been friends for a long time. And, you know, as a former ambassador to both Singapore and China, and also working on the trade desk for Asia for a time, I mean, there's probably not a more thoughtful guy than him. So that's why I'm saying it's hard for me to say which one of those would be the best. They all have different kinds of strengths.
You chaired the House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on Asia and the Pacific. What did you think of President-elect Trump's phone call with the Taiwanese president and his tweets about China?
You know, ultimately, the Obama administration has been talking about a rebalance to Asia for a long, long, long time. Meanwhile, a lot of problems have arisen in the region. China has been very belligerent in the South China Sea and the East China Sea with Japan, in building military installations on islands that don't belong to them, violating international norms and standards. They haven't lifted a finger to help us with North Korea. And I think everybody who understands the situation knows that they hold a disproportionate influence with North Korea over anybody. And they haven't really lifted a finger to do anything.
But are there risks in all of those areas to doing what Trump just did?
Look, I think that China has a lot more to lose in divide between the United States and China than the United States does. They enjoy more than a $300 billion trade surplus. Also, Taiwan is the single largest investor in China. So I don't think that they're going to do something that's going to really upset the apple cart. I think some of what Trump is trying to do is send a message that our bilateral relationship is going to be on equal footing. And I think that's a breath of fresh air.
And what do you think about what some of your colleagues have a problem with, Trump talking about tariffs on companies that move jobs out of this country and try to sell the products back to the United States? People are seeing that as unconservative.
I think he's trying to be real provocative and, you know, fixing some of the serious problems that we've had in losing American businesses that are going overseas. My hope, my personal hope, is that his focus would be more on tax relief. We have the highest corporate tax rate in the world, 39%. And I think that focusing on tax reform and on regulatory reform would probably be the best course of action to keep American businesses on our shores.
One more issue I want to ask you about, and that's immigration. Do you expect Trump to actually build a wall all the way across the southern border? Do you expect him to deport all of the 11 million or so undocumented immigrants in this country? Or do you think he's starting to soften on that?
You know, I think that what he'll find is some of the same things that I found when I got elected and I talked to our Border Patrol agents and our ICE agents, that so much of the problem that we have today in illegal immigration is them not being allowed to do their job. A lot of them complained to me when I met with them, and we're just not allowed to take off the shackles and get it done. So I think that he's going to look at those kinds of options. Building a wall would be incredibly expensive. And, you know, what's the solution on the other side to an 8 or a 10 foot wall is a 9 or an 11 foot ladder. So I think that he'll find that there are solutions readily available without having to build a massive wall. On the deportation, my personal belief is that after we secure our borders, after we get that taken care of, I think that we need a pretty substantial guest worker program. And in fact, I think that if we had a program that basically said, if you want to stay here and work, we welcome you. But if you want to get on public assistance, we need you to go back to your own country. I think you'll find a lot of support.
Do you think you'll find support in the White House with President-elect Trump?
I think so. I think Trump is a very pragmatic individual that's going to be looking for solutions that actually work.
Why did you decide to retire? Your last day is basically going to be this Thursday. You're joining us now from the ante room to a conference room because you don't have your office anymore. But why have you decided to retire?
Yeah, I tweeted out a picture of me sitting in a chair next to a Pepsi machine, and I said, this is my new office. I'm away from my family about 80% of the time. I don't regret having served my country, but I miss the time that I've been able to be with my family.
Do you have any advice for your fellow Republicans who are staying in Washington?
Yeah, my advice is don't be hypocritical at all. The things that you've railed on Obama for, basically wiping away by this administration of the whole separation of powers doctrine. And if the new president-elect, does the same kinds of things, even if they're things that we like, if he does things that are unconstitutional, that we stand up and fight for the Constitution. I think that our founders clearly intended for this to be a divided government separated by three co-equal branches, not one more equal branch than another. And I hope we get back to that.
That's retiring Congressman Matt Salmon, a Republican who represents Arizona's 5th District. Congressman, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.